I understand that Poodle is trolling on Facebook right now.
Ooh, yeah. What's up with that? Poodle McDoodle decided to go on Facebook.
Ew.
Oh,
I guess sweet. It's 2014.
Oh, okay. Well, that might be it. So everybody go on Facebook, look up Poodle McDoodle and post pictures of cats to her Facebook page.
Oh,
because
she loves cat. I'm just going to go over in the corner.
Oh my God. Look at that.
Well, we now know what Squeaky Kitty looks like. So.
Jeez.
Did you see the picture of Squeaky Kitty?
Oh, is that the photo?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Cool.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1578 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 11th of February, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, little show. Y'all, I got nothing. I got nothing. Big Fatty. Hello, preparers. Big Fatty, we all need to be prepared. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are preparers because I'm especially hoping that those of you in the South, in the path of Snowmageddon 2, Big Fatty, and that's all the folks over there in the Hatlanta and that Drusilla Blomey up there in the Columbia and Trucker Alex and Big Old Bottom, Big Fatty, and then folks on up there in the North Kakalaki, Stacy up there in the North Kakalaki, and that Moose P and all the others, and Julie. Y'all, I'm worried sick about Julie. Hadn't heard a word from Julie. And y'all, I just hope she's prepared for all this. Y'all, it looks like, according to the rat, that we're only going to get a cold rain. A cold rain, bitch! And a cold rain, but anyway, we're not very far west of Charleston, or they're going to have an ice event, a wintry mix, Big Fatty, anyway, Poodle, you heard the folks over there at the Stick It With a Poke at the beginning of today's show. Yes, Big Fatty. That Jimmy Bear brought it up that you were on the Face Space. How is the Face Space going? Oh, Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty and I are just having a time with it. It's very nice, but I don't, this part of it I don't understand, but I'm learning, and Squeaky Kitty is helping me, and it's just everybody has to be patient with me and Squeaky Kitty, because we're still learning, but I love the idea of everybody posting pictures of the kitty cats for me. Yes, Big Fatty, that'll be lovely. But anyway, all right. Well, Poodle, I think that's just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today the 11th of February, y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is someone that we all know, and I think he's uniformly loved, just loved throughout the Big Fatty, you're fucking it up, throughout the Pride 48 community. Y'all, it is none other than that Pineapple Princess, y'all. It is the Kyle in Hawaiian. And Kyle, we just all hope you just have a lovely birthday. Big Fatty, you just wish you could give him birthday spankings. Well, okay. Or at least put him across my knee. Big Fatty.
Penny, you just turn a lovely celebration into something vulgar. You're just vulgar. You're just a dirty old man in that cute little private pineapple princess with his hairy butt up near your face. Oh, baby, Penny, I think I may have to have some smelling salts. Well, Poodle, you do that. And Kyle, I hope you have a lovely day, and I hope that old Chiquita banana makes you a king. Yeah, I guess y'all, the computer this morning said, "Brad, honey, you got mail." And y'all, so I went by the P.O. Box. And y'all, it's canned. And it's in a yellow envelope. And y'all, it's from South Dakota. Big Penny, I wonder who it's from. I don't have any idea who it's from. Squeaky Kitty, do you know? Okay, Squeaky Kitty doesn't know either. So y'all, we're going to open this up right now. It's a yellow envelope. Let's just see what it is. Oh, Big Penny, look, it's a pig. And y'all, it's a pig. It's a pig. It's a pig on the front of it. It says, "Thank you." And y'all, you open it up, and it says, "I literally squealed with delight." And you know that's the truth. Hot K bacon, it says, fart. Aside from the fat in the BFO, when did the pork bacon ham obsession start? Do you know? Y'all, it's almost like an Axe Big Fatty question in a can. And really, how much bacon is too much bacon? Funny thing, do you agree? The ugliest of... And then she scratched out the ugliest of, and she says, "Oh, forget it. Ha. Oh, Miss Bacon, you are such a dork." Big Freddy, what does that mean? I don't know. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the can. When did the pork, bacon, and ham obsession start? Y'all, I've always enjoyed a good porking. Big Freddy, I don't think that's what she's asking. I've always enjoyed pork products. Bacon and sausage. First of all, I love the brofkas, y'all. I really love the brofkas. And you know, when I started the low carb thing, y'all, that was the most difficult time for me was at brofkas. And that's why I'm really glad I got the Ezekiel bread, because that helps out a lot. And y'all, I can eat lots of bacon and sausage and stuff like that. But anyway, I've always enjoyed a honey baked ham. Growing up in the South, you eat a lot of pork products. Big Freddy, you can say that again. Y'all, growing up in the South, you Big Freddy, and fried chicken. Y'all, can you? But anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the can. It's just lovely to hear from you. And y'all, you noticed I sound a little bit better today. I'm still not 100%. I've taken my echinacea and my vitamin C all day long, and I've had a little swig of fresh squeezed orange juice throughout the day. I'm gonna have me another thing of Theraflu right after I finish recording the little show. And y'all, then I'm gonna put on a nice pair of warm socks. Big Penny, warm socks. And y'all, I'm probably gonna watch what am I trying to say? I'm gonna watch the Dowager. I'm gonna watch the Dowager, y'all, because y'all on the preview last week, it showed the Dowager on a deathbed. y'all, what is that? What did I have for my lunch?
Big Freddy, we don't know. I don't remember what I had for lunch, y'all. It gets worse. It just gets worse. Anyway, so I'm going to probably catch up on that and maybe turn on the Olympics and go right into a coma. Y'all, speaking of a coma, Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Y'all, he calls me at the coal mine, and so... Oh, buddy, I'm bone weary. I've got to put my feet up. And so he didn't come into work today. Larry Clark came in for a couple of hours, but y'all, they worked a lot longer than Big Fatty did over the weekend. I think Larry Klein last week worked almost 60 hours, and I'm sure Vader worked at least that many, if not more. But so it was quite an exhausting week. But anyway. What was I going to say? Big Freddy, we don't know. Well, maybe I wasn't going to say anything then. I'm going to watch the Dowager, and I'm going to put my feet up and put on some warm. So, yes, Big Freddy, you've said all of that. Why don't you do something else, like maybe play some voice letters? That's a lovely idea.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin, and talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Kyle Hawaii. Just calling to say, hey, I'm listening to a backlog of Big Fatty Line podcasts. Voila.
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on the birthday boy? I didn't, Poodle. I promise you I didn't. But y'all, there was evidently some sort of cellular telephonic device problem. But y'all, the birthday boy called back. Yeah.
Big 2. It's Kyle Hawaii. Calling to say hey. Yeah, so yesterday I was on some work that was supposed to be in the message yesterday, but it got cut off by my cell phone signal. Today, just working in the garden. Hope you are well. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. I can't wait for the weekend. And love you much. Bye.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's so nice to hear little Kyle calling in. It's just lovely to hear his voice. But Kyle, thank you so much for the call. And I hope you had a lovely weekend last weekend. You know, y'all, Kyle always has a little something going on, a little something-something going on. So I hope it was something special to get ready for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Maybe there was a pool party. Oh, Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, he said he's out working in the garden. Kyle, what kind of vegetables and fruits and all do you be, Freddy? Do you grow in your garden? Maybe you should call us and tell us about your green thumb. Big Freddy, is there some sort of medicated salve he can use? No, that means he's a good gardener. Oh! anyway, Kyle, just lovely. Lovely to hear your voice despite the cellular telephonic device problems. And we hope you just have a lovely, lovely Pineapple Princess birthday. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're the sweetest girl I've seen. Someday we're gonna marry, and you'll be my pineapple queen.
Big Fatty. I think you probably know who this is, and I'm sure the crickets have already been going, so, we'll just go forward with that. You're calling because you gave me a little bit of a verbal spanking for not calling in your little show recently, so here I am calling, and I just wanted to say hello from the frozen Midwest. I am getting really, really tired of these temperatures here really, really quickly, and I'm missing the South. So, anyway, enjoying your show, still listening all the time. I don't miss your show, more than maybe a couple of days. And, wow, I had a brain full of things to say, and I think the crickets just kind of knocked every thought out of my head. So I guess I'm just going to say howdy-do for right now, and that's not howdy-do pancakes, by the way. This is howdy-do from the Blue Jeans Guy studio, and I will be speaking with you very soon. And for those who actually follow my little show, and I know you unsubscribed many, many years ago, I will have an episode out very soon. And, by the way, the American Idol update with Ramble Redhead will also be debuting very soon, as soon as America gets a vote. So, thanks for that little PSA, you know, basically me horning in on your show. And, you're probably in a coma by now, so I'm just going to go ahead and end the call. So, I will be speaking with you again very soon. Bye-bye!
Oh, Squeaky Kitty, thank you for waking. Oh, David, thank you so much for the call. It was just lovely hearing your voice. And David, and you know, you mentioned a couple of things in your call. First of all, about the cold weather, and you know, I didn't mean to neglect all the folks there in the Midwest, but you know, you're kind of used to the cold weather and all. But y'all, I've seen a lot of people on little shows and on the Twitty and all. They just say, "I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the snow. It's time for it to go on." And it's just not. And you mentioned the Howdy Do pancakes also, and you know, they've been in a drought, but y'all, they've had like 3 days of torrential rains out there in the San Francisco, so nice to name it twice, out there in the Bay Area. And y'all keep them in your thoughts as well. And David, I have to admit, it's been several years since I've had anything to do with the American Idol, and but I've seen a couple of the audition little shows, and I kind of like the group of judges they've got now. And it seems to be genuine. It just they're coming across as genuine, and you know, we'll see how it plays out. I don't know that I'll watch the shows or anything like that, but you know, who knows? We might. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that Trucker Alex, you know Trucker Alex, y'all, he sent me a website, a www for manhandssoap.com, manhandssoap.com, and y'all, they've got, it says, tested on dudes, not animals, and y'all, I thought I'd read you some of the scents that they have, and y'all, this is, they have bacon, Big Freddy, that's yours! Baseball glove, beer, bonfire, brewed coffee, buttered popcorn, cannabis, Big Freddy, Aussie Martinez would like that, cash, cedar log cabin, cut and shave, Democrat, dill pickle, fresh cut grass, I bet that one smells lovely, lap dance, vulgar, margarita, mint chewing tobacco, muscle rub, nag, champa incense, new car scent, obsession type, orange cleanup, pine tar, pizza, race day, red wine, Republican spring break, summer citronella, sweet cigar, topsoil, urinal mint, and zombie repellent. Big Fatty, did you say one of those was urinal mint? Yeah, I think Toppy Smelly would like that. Big Fatty, hold on! Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, I hope you'll be back here for Hump Day. Big Fatty, we all need to come back for a hump. Big Fatty, vulgar. But anyway, and... we've already mentioned that at the beginning of today's little show. That was the kids from the Sticking with the Poke last Saturday. Of course, I missed that little show. And Jimmy Bear's all excited about you being on the face with Big Daddy. It's just lovely. Blind Guy Jay, do you remember what I said the weather rat said the weather was going to be like?
Cool.
No, it's going to be cold rain, warm
socks.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.